We've got a very interesting panel on development stage renewable energy project acquisitions. So just a couple of introductions here. We have Matt Bonovich is a partner on the energy team for the Chicago office of Sheppard Mullin. Matt has been working on energy transactions for over a decade with particular experience in renewables. And during this time, he has negotiated all manner of project contracts, including M&A transactions, PPAs, hedges, construction and procurement, interconnection and transmission, and operations and maintenance. And recently, Matt has negotiated several turnkey build transfers. And Matt was previously Deputy General Counsel at Invenergy, where he was responsible for commercial transactions. We also have with us Andrea Lucan, is a partner at the LA office of Allen and Overy. Andrea focuses her practice on project development and M&A, with a particular emphasis on representing companies engaged in the development, construction, and operation of solar power, wind power, energy storage, and alternative energy projects. Andrea's experience extends to all elements of alternative energy development and financing, including M&A transactions, equity and debt financing, equipment purchase and sale agreements, and PPAs. And we have J.D. Rubin, who is Associate General Counsel at Acciona Energy. He began his career in private practice and has been working in-house for the last 15 years with a focus on renewable energy. At Acciona, J.D. provides support on all matters relating to the company's renewable energy business, which includes a focus on M&A transactions and project development. So welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to discuss development stage acquisitions today. Before we get into detail, we wanted to give kind of a big sense for how our discussion was going to get structured. We know we got an audience with different levels of familiarity on the subject matter. So what we're going to try to do is provide a good framework for understanding kind of the basics. And then along the way, we'll get into detail on some of the more interesting issues. So what we thought we'd do is start by spending some time setting the stage with some general information about what a mid-early stage development project looks like, who are the players, and typical types of transactions. Then we want to talk about what we're seeing in the market and focus on some of the latest trends. Walk through then, you know, kind of the life cycle of a transaction. So as we do that, we'll start with topics that buyers might be interested in figuring out in the context of due diligence, then get into considerations for structuring acquisitions, risk management, and then common post-closing issues that come up. So the first thing we want to do is set the stage with some background on the types of transactions that we're talking about. And the first thing is defining a development stage project. For those folks that frequently work in the space, I think in the eyes of sellers, sometimes it seems like there's no such thing as a project that isn't shovel ready. But there's a pretty big spectrum of what I think development stage can be. You know, on the left, maybe a glimmer in a developer's eye, a couple of land agreements and a plan. And on the other side, you know, a project that's pretty close to construction, maybe there's a permit or two outstanding or a contract that needs to be signed. I think, you know, the kind of focus for this discussion, as compared to sort of more typical M&A where, and situations where you might have a project that is either ready to build or, has been built, is that, when you're buying development stage projects, there is this sort of, risk involved around, you know, whether the project is going to make it through development. And I think when you're structuring deals, you know, the kind of the art and science of it is figuring out how to cut up that risk and allocate it between the parties. But Matt and Andrea, I'd be curious what you guys think. You know, what are some of the issues unique to, you know, development stage acquisitions in particular?
Well, I think this is sort of, it's newer because, and I think we'll talk about buyers and sellers soon, but people used to just buy at NTP. So things were really shovel ready, or they were supposed to be. They were very much closer. And people wanted de-risked projects, and now that's no longer the case. People's appetite for development risk is pretty significant. And I think the different parties getting into buying and selling are actually are actually driving some of this.